League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Time to talk Absolute Marble and Granite. That's my guy over there, Jeff Aronoff, and he's going to take care of you. I've been talking about Jeff for years now, and it's, you know, he's done work for us, and he'll do work for you, and he'll make it look awesome, awesome, awesome. If you're looking for a guy that can get that new patio out there for you, that can put up that new outdoor kitchen for you, that can put up, forget outside, you got inside as well. You need all new bathrooms. You need all, and you do too, because, I mean, you got that stain on the bottom of the toilet or the stains on the bottom of the bathtub. Man, come on. And there's some beautiful stuff out there. And it, not only that, but the sinks and the, it's just, I'm telling you, he can make it look so, so nice. And if you want to sell your home, one of the most important things is getting a beautiful bathroom. I mean, it will be impressive. Or closets. He can build closet space for it. It doesn't matter what it is. Making it look nicer, making it more expensive, more making your house more valuable. 713-880-2822. It's Absolute Marble and Granite. 713-880-2822.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here live in College Station here at the Bright Complex, where we're talking some Astros baseball right now with the voice of your Houston Astros, Todd Kalas, joining us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Todd, how are you?
Doing well, guys. How's it going?
Man, it is so great to have you on. We really appreciate it. It's unusual. Did you miss the team this past week?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. When you miss a week like I did, it's very unusual. I mean, it was much needed. I appreciate getting refreshed here in the middle of a long season, but it is unusual because, like you guys know, a baseball season is a marathon. You go page by page, and it tells a story. And when you miss a week's worth, you follow along, but it is a little different being away from the team. I still haven't met all the new guys they acquired at the trade deadline, so that'll happen over the next day or two.
So did you watch, or did you just get away from it?
First couple of days, I got away from it against the Red Sox, but then I followed up by, you know, putting down notes from the games, and then I watched two of the four Cleveland games, so. Unfortunately, I saw the last two when they didn't score a whole lot, but hopefully that gets turned around tonight against Texas.
You didn't miss much, Todd. I'm telling you, there wasn't much to watch.
There was some pretty good pitching though from the Astros, but yeah, the hitting, the bats are quiet. I want to mention, I met, and I'm actually trying to get his information to Mark Vandermeer with the Houston Texans, and also my guy Matt Money Smith with the Chargers play-by-play guys. Kenny Kendrina from Inside Edge, and I saw the data that you guys have for Astros games. He played minor league ball with Jeff Blum, and he provides the Astros use Inside Edge stuff for data. It is because I've always thought, man, this is great, Todd. The things that you guys are bringing into the broadcast now from an analytics standpoint, I think is fantastic. I think it adds such a great layer to the broadcast. And I got to meet the company that does that. They're also doing it with college and pro football. And I just think it's fantastic that that information now is available, not just for people behind the scenes, but for fans who want to be smarter fans now.
It's crazy how much information's out there. You're right. And Inside Edge is one of the leaders in innovation and in stats. So I appreciate the fact that we get some time off. I know people are like, well, why do guys take time off? It's baseball season. They'll get 5 months off when it's done. But one of the deals is there's so much information out there between Inside Edge, StatSync, and Baseball Reference, and FanGraphs, and it goes on and on and on, Baseball Savant, that you can spend literally every minute of every day between the final out of the game before until the first pitch of the next day, and not have seen everything you need to see if you want to thoroughly dive into preparation for a game. So you kind of have to streamline what you prepare for, and it's a lot more work than we've ever done in the past. So I used to be a guy that was like, yeah, let's do all 162. It's part of the game. But now I appreciate the time off just because, like you said, people like Inside Edge and others provide us so much information, and there's so much pre-production done now before every broadcast. It's a little different than it was in the past in terms of game-to-game work.
Well, we appreciate how you guys are able to use that and not drown us in it, you know what I'm saying, and still have some personality. And a big part of that is the team that you – and we can tell that you guys are genuinely friends, you and Blummer and Julia. It's got to be great to work with people that you like, no?
Yeah, I mean, it's automatic, right? You go in there and you're working with a group that you're comfortable with. We travel together. Finally, we're back on the road after being here for 2 years calling games from the studio. So it's great. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing Blummer and Julie again. They're part of my family, obviously, for 6 months. I see them as much as I see my wife, so it'll be cool to reconnect with them. Although Julia does have this series off here against the Rangers, so I guess I'll see Julia over the weekend against Oakland. But, yeah, having those two makes it so easy because we can bounce stuff off each other. We know each other so well, having done this for 6 years together. It was a pretty easy transition going into that Astros broadcast booth because of those two.
What a difficult job Dusty has right now. But it's a good job. Most guys would love to have the talent that he's got. But now integrating Vasquez, integrating Mancini into guys that and having some to sit some guys that he's got such a long relationship with. This is going to be interesting to see how he works this thing down the stretch, Dot.
Yeah, I agree. I'm curious to see how he works in Mancini and Christian Vasquez. The team is much better and much deeper than it was before the trade deadline. No offense to J.J. Mattejevic and Corey Lee, but when you go from those guys on your lineup card on your bench to a Trey Mancini and a Christian Vasquez, the games they don't play, that's a huge upgrade. Those guys have been there, done that. They've done it in the postseason. They've been around. So, yeah, he's got an incredible bench to choose from now. He's got a lot of options. He'll have to figure out how to work these guys in without upsetting the apple cart too much, and I think so far they've done a nice job of it. I'm curious to see how it does play out. Eventually, you assume Christian will catch every pitcher at some point. I think so far he's caught two of the five in the rotation, and then when Lance comes back, it might be a six-man rotation. So, yeah, there's going to be a lot of intrigue here in the final 52 games as the Astros make their stretch run to hopefully a fifth division title in the last 6 years.
The pitching truly is, incredible when you really think about it. And it's not just starting pitching. The relief staff, you've been here from, during the championship runs, this nice window they've had. And this is the first time that I recall being this deep 1-5 at starter and this deep from a relieving standpoint, this deep into the season. What are your thoughts on the combination of starting pitching in terms of their ability on the high side, what they're capable of doing moving forward, and then also the revitalized bullpen and how it's performed up to this point?
Yeah, incredible. And they go hand in hand. You're absolutely right. I mean, the starters, number one, are deep. The old adage is you can never have enough starting pitching. Well, the Astros actually did this year. They were able to trade one of their starters away, Jake Odorizzi, and they still have Lance McCullers Jr. coming along. They still have Hunter Brown tearing it up to AAA, who would be on a lot of major league starting rotations right now. So they are deep at the starting pitchers. They have been very healthy this year. They've used the same six guys all year, which is incredible. Lance will be the seventh when he's activated. And then those guys have pitched the most innings of any starting group of any major league team. So the bullpen hasn't been taxed at all. Even when they have had a six-man rotation and had to have as few as seven in the bullpen, they haven't been overworked. That's something that Dusty has to try and thread the needle with here the last 9 weeks as well, if you don't want to overtax your bullpen too much if you do go back to that six-man rotation. So, yeah, the pitching has been the reason why the Astros are where they are. They're actually scoring runs better in July and early August, although the last two games you couldn't tell. But they are scoring runs better here in the last month or so than they were earlier in the year. But they're still, for example, the Rangers, who they're playing now this next three games, are scoring more runs per game than the Astros. So they're still not where they've been offensively in the past, but hopefully that gets turned around here because the pitching has been carrying this team almost the whole year.
Todd Tallis, joining us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, the voice of the Astros on AT&T Sportsnet. We've had a lot of discussion here, Todd, about the six-man rotation. We want to see Justin Verlander as often as possible, but we also want to see, first of all, Justin Verlander in the World Series. He has struggled a little bit in the World Series, and maybe it's because he's worn out, because he's had to carry teams to the World Series. But also coming off the Tommy John now, how many innings do you want him to pitch? So the six-man rotation is actually something that it is a positive, and yet we haven't seen anybody go to a six-man rotation in Major League Baseball.
Well, they have a little bit this year, and the Astros did.
No, this year, yeah. Yeah.
So this year, because a lot of teams are coming off the pandemic, where guys haven't been stretched out, so we're seeing it more and more. I assume that's what they're going to go to. I don't know at this point. Beginning tonight, they'll start 13 games in a row. I don't know if Lance will be lined up to pitch this weekend or if he's going to have to pitch one more rehab start. I guess that's to be determined, and we'll find out here in the next day or two. But this end of the 21st, I guess, ends a stretch of 32 games in 32 days. They tapped the brakes with JV a little bit right around the All-Star break, where they gave him 7 days off going into one start and I believe 8 days off going into the other start. So they may decide to go back to the six-man rotation. I think it's default. I think, number one, you want your guys to be fresh going into the postseason. Number two, I mean, there's really not one guy in that rotation you would say, well, maybe he deserves to move into a long relief role because they've all been so good.
I got to tell you, it really deserves mentioning Josh Miller and Bill Murphy, the job that they've done. I've never seen a coach on the non-head coach level as beloved as Brent Strom. Maybe not a coach as beloved as Brent Strom and what Strom he did. Almost a mythical figure here in Houston with the job that he did with so many pitchers. And he leaves, and there's big concern, and yet the first thing I open with you, Todd, is talking about these pitchers. Christian Javier this year, his innings pitched to strikeouts, innings pitched to hits, Urquidy, what he has done up to this point. Can you talk about the job that they've done in replacing a really great pitching coach in Brent Strom?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. We actually talked about that the week before my break, and we said, we all discuss storylines going into a series or going into a broadcast, and we did all agree that we kind of overlooked the fact that this transition has gone not only as smoothly as possible, but better than anybody could have ever expected. I think one of the storylines going into the season was, how was Brent Strom going to be replaced? And it was basically a no-win for Bill Murphy and Josh Miller, because if they continued the way Stromy had been going, no one would notice. And we did kind of overlook what they've been doing. So I'm glad you asked about that, because they have done incredible work. And here we are with, other than the Dodgers, I think the Astros have allowed the fewest runs in all of baseball. They've been the best pitching staff in the American League. And it's been a seamless transition. Everybody focused in on Correa at shortstop and the new kid, Jeremy Peña. And that's been incredible, too, that Jeremy has been able to make some people forget about Carlos in a relatively short amount of time. So that was a big storyline early. But that storyline about the pitching coach transition has been one we probably haven't paid off as much as we could, and I'm glad you brought that up.
What do you expect? Sometimes a change of scenery. Todd Kalas, by the way, is with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Will Smith. Sometimes a change of scenery can work wonders for you. He's looked pretty good so far.
Yeah, he has, and he's one of the guys I need to meet here in the next 24, 48 hours. I'm glad, they didn't have a lefty out of the bullpen for most of the year. Blake Taylor got injured, then Parker Meschinski got injured. So here comes the veteran, Will Smith. He has done it in the postseason as recently as last year against the Astros and others. So he's a big part of that bullpen, too. And now Dusty has a lefty that he can work into the mix. So that's a big acquisition. And we mentioned earlier, you normally don't have too much pitching, but the Astros did have too much pitching, so they are able to trade a Jake Odorizzi and pick up a Will Smith and bring that lefty veteran arm into the bullpen. So that's going to be a nice addition for Josh and Bill to work with as well.
Your level of concern with Michael Brantley being gone as long as he has been so far?
Yeah, I don't love it. I don't love the fact that he hasn't swung a bat yet. It's been, a long stretch here to be without him at least swinging a bat. So that means once you start swinging a bat, there's a whole process going into that before you even get into a minor league rehab game. So it's going to be a little ways, and we're, almost 2 weeks into August now. So we'll see how it plays out, but I don't love the fact that he hasn't swung a bat yet, and hopefully we get Michael soon. Obviously, with Trey Mancini now in the mix, that adds another dimension. You can play in left field, especially here at Minute Maid Park with the shorter fences in left here at the Crawford boxes. So there are options in left, but you don't ever really replace Michael Brantley.
You know, and Lance has said he's done with his minor league career, and he wants to get back to the big leagues. But one of the interesting things is, you know, the pitch count that you're gonna have when he gets back.
Yeah, I think pitch count and, you know, to an extent, effectiveness too. I mean, I know you're just trying to get your work in, but Lance did not have a great outing last time. He was just trying to get his work in. He threw 86 pitches. Results are not huge at the minor league level, but, you know, if he would have dominated that outing, it would probably have been an easier call for the Astros. So, yeah, Lance said he's done. He would like to make his next start with the Astros. That's something he has to work out with James Click as they make a decision going forward. So we'll see. But 86 should push Lance up into the mid-90s, maybe close to 100, you would think, in his next start. So I think the pitch count is pretty close to where they want it to be. We'll see if he's activated this weekend.
You know, I told a story this week. We were talking about brushes with greatness. Mine was with your dad. I was behind him at the food line at the Houston Texans. The Eagles were in town. And he said, "The lasagna looks delicious." And I had to get the lasagna, Todd. So, you can't, when he says the lasagna looks delicious, you've got to get the lasagna.
I think I will have the lasagna, actually.
That's pretty cool. I love it. Yeah, no, I appreciate that memory. I've heard that quite a few times. Some of my buddies who came over back in the day said that they still remember, you know, certain things he would say if you were eating dinner together and he was at the dining table. So, yeah, that's cool that that's part of your memory. That's cool.
I'll never forget it. Todd Callis with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Man, we appreciate you. You guys are great. We really enjoy listening to the broadcast. It's just so much fun, and I know it's got to be a lot of fun. And it's even fun when Bags comes in. That's awesome, too. You guys do an unbelievable job. So we appreciate you joining us, Todd, and we look forward to this stretch run where the Astros hopefully do some big things.
Yeah, let's hope so. I've had an incredible product to call now for six seasons that continues on this year. And Baggy, by the way, will fill in the Orioles series for a couple of games. But, yeah, he's a lot of fun when he gets to fill in as well.
That's going to be great. All right, man, we appreciate it. Thanks, Todd.
All right, guys, take care.
Todd Callis with us right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Where's Chris? Is Chris Fisher here? Where's Chris? He's supposed to be here. He is he is the GM over there for HRMP. He's running things. As a matter of fact, he's a big ag, and he's coming up here. And the Aggies are going to have some HRMP stuff going on during their games. And you know what? Just trying to reach as many people as possible. Of course, Mike Holley is a Coug, and he supports the Cougs, and he puts his money where his mouth is there, and want to get these Aggies, want to get Longhorns, want to get all you Baylor Bears, want to get to you Horn Frogs. Doesn't matter where you went to school. Do you want your business to be successful? And HRMP is a way to get that done. I mean, when you're talking about perfect payroll, when you're talking about great value for what you're getting. And oh, by the way, if you've got 20 to 15, 20, 25 employees to, I don't care how many, it could be 10, 20, 30, 40,000 employees, HRMP is going to be able to get that payroll. It doesn't matter what states they're in. You are going to be able to get it perfectly done from HRMP. Plus the HR, plus the taxes, plus the Affordable Care Act expertise that they have. It is a perfect combination for you. Don't get stuck with one of these companies that does the payroll and they want to do all your benefits packages and they want to do your insurance and they want to do all of that stuff. What's going to happen is they're going to take over your business and you're going to actually be able to make a bunch of money off of you. HRMP is going to just streamline it with HR and payroll. Find out for yourself, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.